弟兄姐妹，大家早上平安。
Brothers and sisters, a blessed morning to you.
让我们这时候来做个简短的祷告。
Let's have a short word of prayer together.
阿爸父，我们将这时候这整个崇拜的时间交在你的恩手。
Our heavenly Father, we want to commit this time into your loving hand.
我们求你的圣灵在我们当中来运行。
May your Spirit move in our midst.
愿你充满这地方。
And fill this place.
掌管我们的心思意念。
And take control of our thoughts and imaginations.
向我们说话。
And speak to us.
在这新的一年，赐给我们新的方向。
In this new year, give us new goal.
新的方针。
And a new direction.
能够活出在基督里的新的生命。
And help us to live a new life in Christ.
愿一切基督都居首位。
In everything, Christ may have the preeminence.
And may
the name of the Lord Jesus Christ be uplifted.
May
the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cover this sanctuary.
And
cover our hearts. May you have the preeminence.
Praying
all this in Jesus' name.
转眼旧的一年已过去，新的一年已经开始了。
In the blink of an eye, the new year has come.
所谓大地回春，万物更新。
Spring has come back to earth, and life returns.
在这个新年的开始呢，我们中文都有一句话，就是一年之计在于春。
The Chinese has a saying, Spring is the beginning of all seasons.
一日之计在于晨。
And the morning begins a new day.
这早上跟春天的确是很重要，让我们走的时候的第一步是正确的。
Spring and a new morning tells us that we should start right.
作为基督徒，在旧年过去，新年到来之际，当作何事呢？
As Christian, what should we do in preparing for the new year?
我们今天读的这段经文在以西结书。
The passage of scriptures in Ezekiel.
这45章18节到25节。
In chapter 45, verses 18 to 25.
这段经文乃是神在被掳之地，也就是说在巴比伦的地方向先知做的这样的启示。
The passage of scripture tells us that God spoke to the prophet Ezekiel in captivity.
而且很奇妙的是在哪个时候？巴比伦的地方，但是在哪个时候？是在新年的时候，正月初一。今天就是正月初一了。
God spoke to the people of Israel in Babylon on New Year's Day.
这对以西这个先知以西结的吩咐，我想呢，这段经文对我们每个在座的基督徒也是有关联的。
The message is relevant to all Christians and has a significance.
对我们一定有的属灵的教导意义。
And has a significant spiritual lessons.
当然，如果你要了解到整段经文的上下。这个背景的话，你必须从第四十章开始。
To understand the background of this incident, we need to read chapter 40.
当时的选民啊，被掳掠到巴比伦这个地方去。
At that time, the people were taken into captivity in Babylon.
这个圣殿已经被毁了。
The temple was destroyed.
以色列分为两国，北国、南国，这个时候已经不存在了，被灭了。
The nation of Israel was divided into two, and they were destroyed.
我们在想，为什么会落到这种的地步
？How come the nation of Israel ended this way?
神的选民，难道神没有兼顾他们？难道神没有保护他们？难道神没有赐福他们？竟然落到成为了亡国奴。
Did God not protect them? Did not God watch over and let his people? And now they should be slaves to the heathens.
若我们进入到这个历史背景，
If we enter into the history,
我们才知道原来是上帝的百姓心刚硬离弃神。
We know that they were taken into captivity because their hearts were hardened.
选民背叛神，从头就是从上面到最普通的百姓都在犯罪。
From the elders to the lay people, they all sin against God.
祭司长、长老、百姓，他们都大大的犯罪，效法外邦人去拜偶像。
The priests, the elders, and the people sin in following the heathens in idol worship.
甚至将偶像也搬到圣殿里去拜了。
And they brought the idols into the temple of God.
污秽神的圣殿。
They desecrated the temple of God.
神差遣先知一个接着一个来向他们做警告，跟劝勉他们。
God sent prophets one after another to warn them.
但是他们却越来越刚硬。
But they remain hardened.
他们讥笑神的使者。
They mock at the servants of God.
他们藐视神的话语。
They despise the word of God.
他们讥笑先知。
They scorn at the prophets.
我希望我们在当中再听到神的话语，愿我们都有敬畏的心，不好有这样的讥笑的心。
When we hear the word of God, I hope we will not despise it.
他们如此的做，导致到上帝的愤怒临到，所以我们就看到选民被掳了。
It resulted in God's wrath upon the people.And he caused them to go into captivity.
他们曾经以圣殿为夸耀的，这时候圣殿都被毁了。
They once glory in the temple, but now it is destroyed.
我们大家翻开到四十章啊，当我在查这本书的时候，我心非常的安慰。
Please turn to Ezekiel chapter 40. When I look at this chapter, I find some comfort.
虽然落在这种凄惨的背景里面
Though in such pathetic condition
我相信大家有读过诗篇有诉说他们在巴比的地方他们没办法唱歌了他们把乐器都吊起来了有没有
The book of Psalms tells us that in the land of captivity they could not sing they hang their musical instruments
如何唱诗如何赞美神呢落到这种地步
How to sing praises to God when they are in such a condition?
圣殿被毁，神还与我们同在吗？
The temple is destroyed. Is God with them?
真的感谢神。选民虽然悖逆，但神没有丢弃他们。
All the people were rebellious, but God did not cast them away.
虽然他们被俘虏到巴比伦，神还纪念他们。
Though they were taken.Into Babylon as captives, but God remembered them.
所以在第四十章第一节，你可以看到，我们被掳掠的第二十五年，耶路撒冷城攻破后十四年，正在年初月之初十日，耶和华的灵降在我身上，他把我带到以色列地。
In Ezekiel chapter 40 and verse 1, it says, in the five and twentieth year of our captivity, in the beginning of the year, in the tenth day of the month, in the 14th year after that the city was smitten, in the selfsame day, the hand of the Lord was upon me and brought me thither.
从这段经我们看到以色列人已经被俘虏在这个地方二十五年了。
From this verse, we know that they were in captivity for 25 years.
经过了二十五年，还有什么人记得他们呢？
Who would remember these people?
圣殿都没有了，耶路撒冷都没有了，都被巴比伦统治了。
They were governed by the Babylonians. The city Jerusalem is taken away. The temple destroyed.
在这个地球的这个版图，已经找不到以色列了。
They seems to be wiped off from the map.
但是神没有忘记他的百姓。
But God had not forgotten his people.
神再次降临来向他的先知说话。
God descended and spoke to his prophet.
然后把他带到以色列地去，从异象中带到以色列，回到耶路撒冷。
In a vision, he brought the prophet back to Jerusalem.
神是信实的上帝。
God is faithful.
虽然我们时常忘记他。
Though we oftentimes forget him.
离弃他。
And then sometimes we forsake him.
但是他没有忘记他所向我们所立的约。
But he had not forgotten the covenant he had made with us.
所以上帝把先知以西结带到以色列去，让他再次看到神要如何重建这个耶路撒冷，重建这个新的圣殿。
God allowed Prophet Ezekiel to see the temple again, how God will rebuild it.
你可以在以西结书第十四章到44章可以读神如何要重建这个耶路撒冷。
You may read from Ezekiel chapter 40-44 and see how God will rebuild the city.
我相信神也要重建新生命堂。
I believe God will also build up
new life. 因为他是信实的。
Because God is faithful.
这个教会不是属于任何人的，是属于神的。神用他的血重价将我们赎回来。
The church belongs to God. It is purchased by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
神让以西结看到他如何要再次充满着圣殿。
God allowed Ezekiel to see how he would fill the temple with his glory.
这就是给大家介绍的这个段经文的这个背景。但回到刚才所读的四十五章了。
We see the background of chapter 45.
我们看到神告诉先知在新年之初所当做的事。
God instructed the prophet what to do.
在十八节。
In the beginning of the year.
在十八节啊，他告诉他你要做什么。
In verse 18, he told him what to do.
今天神在这新年要我们做什么？弟兄姐妹，去拿红包吗？去拜年吗？
In this new year, what does God want us to do?
有一首歌，我想跟有一个弟兄，有一些弟兄姐妹讲，我要可能要唱，但是我不唱了哈。就是大年初一，我们头一天出去拜年。
I thought of a song that says, "The first day of the Chinese New, the Lunar New Year, we go and visit our relatives."
弟兄姐妹，让我们回到神的面前，神要我们做什么？
When we come to God, what does He want us to do?
进入了新的一年，又有新的凌晨摆在我们的前面。
As we enter into a new year, we have a new spiritual journey.
神的恩典是从岁首到年终的。
And His grace is with us from the beginning to the end.
感谢主，我们在基督里头旧事已过，都变成新的了。
In Christ, we are told all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
让我们有一个美好的新的开端。
Let us have a good new beginning.
在新的一年能够更蒙神的恩惠。
Let us experience God's grace and mercy in greater way.
所以今天我想用这段经文给大家一起来共勉。
I want to use this passage of scripture to share and to encourage you.
所以我们从这八节开始看到，上帝要先知首先做的第一件事就是洁净圣所。如果我们要蒙恩，今年如果要蒙神的福气，不是说唱就好、说就好、跟你祝贺你就会得到，不是的，你要预备自己。
The first thing.That God wanted the prophet to do is this, to cleanse the sanctuary. We have to prepare ourselves.
我们以为说了一些好话，好的兆头就会临到我们头上。
We thought that by saying some greeting, there will be blessings of good things befalling on us.
神刚才我们都听到一个祷告，就是万福之源。
We read a prayer that God is the fountain of blessing.
神是一切恩典的源头。
He is the beginning of all grace.
真正的恩典，真正的源头，不加忧虑的是从神而来的。
The grace that does not have sorrow comes from God.
所以要得到神的恩典，我们从圣经看到，上帝要我们首先洁净这个圣殿，洁净自己。
In order to have God's grace, we must first cleanse the sanctuary, or to cleanse ourselves.
正月初一，你要取无残疾的公牛犊，洁净圣所。
In verse 18, in the first month, in the first day of the month, thou shalt take a young bullock without blemish and cleanse the sanctuary.
圣所乃是以色列选民崇拜的中心。
The sanctuary is the center of worship.
今天我们不需要到耶路撒冷去。
Today we need not go to Jerusalem.
圣所在哪里？
Where is the sanctuary?
圣殿在哪里？
And where is the temple?
你就是圣殿，我就是圣殿。
The Bible tells us that you and I are the temple.
我们是圣灵所居住的圣殿。
The Holy Spirit dwells in us.
我们要洁净自己，分别为圣。
So we must set ourselves apart and be cleansed.
我在这里并不是要论断任何人。
I'm not here to judge anyone.
但是圣经是如此告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us that this is what we must do.
你回想到历史里头。
Think of history.
在以色列这个选上帝的选民当中。
In the people of God,
我们看到其中一个王亚哈斯王。
There was a king by the name of Ahaz.
他去拜偶像。
He worshipped idols.
然后呢，做了什么？
And what else did he do?
他封锁了这个圣殿。
We are told that he shut the doors to the sanctuary.
在历代志下28:22-25，你可以去看到。
You may read this in 2 Chronicles.Chapter 28:22-25.
我们实在在抓我的头脑，说到底为什么会把圣殿封锁呢？
How come he shut the doors to the temple?
弟兄姐妹，今天你的心是否是封锁的？神不在你里面，封锁了。
Are we shutting God out of our hearts?
曾经发生过。今天有没有可能再发生？
It happened in the past. Could it happen today?
有没有在我们当中发生？
And does it happen here in our midst?
我并不论断，但是你自己在我在神的面前自己来反省吧。
We have to retrospect.
今年头一天，让我们开店，开我们的心，向神洁净自己。
In this new year, let's open our hearts.To God.
还有一个更糟糕的，就是马拉西王，还记得吗？
There's something else that is worse than what Ahaz has done.
马拉西王怎么办？他把偶像木偶，而且把这个万象敬奉天上的万象搬到圣殿里面去。
King Manasseh built up the high places and the groves.
所以，因此。上帝的百姓污秽了神的圣殿
，and the people desecrated the temple of God.
当神的殿被污秽，百姓仍然坚持继续的做下去，神要怎么办
？When the people desecrated the temple of God and continued in their rebelliousness, what then must God do?
最后神没办法，就要离开他的圣殿。他所选的这殿
，God eventually departed from the temple that He has chosen.
我希望神不要离开我们。
Hope God will not depart from us.
你说神会不会离开我们呢，弟兄姐妹
？You ask, can He go away from us?
这个问题我们必须要去面对。
We must face this question.
似乎今天的信息好像是比较沉闷哦。
Today's message sounds pessimistic.
但是这是神的话语。
But I want you.
我们必人必须要对症下药。
This is the word of God. We must deal with it. Deal with our sin.
我告诉你，神很不愿离开他的百姓，离开他的血。
God is unwilling to leave His people.
以西结书第九章十一节那边有记载。
In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 9, it is recorded.
上帝的百姓在殿中拜偶像。
The people of God worship idols in the temple.
神的荣耀无可奈何，一步一步的离开。
We see the glory of God departed in different phases.
神的百姓离开神，他们不要神，他们把神推到外面去。
They rejected God and they trust Him out of the temple.
上帝不能够住在一个污秽的地方。
God cannot remain in a polluted place.
所以神必须要离开他的圣殿。
So God must depart.From his temple.
神在离开的时候乃是一步三回头了。
The glory of God left in threefolds.
神并不是匆匆忙忙就这样离开就走出去了。
God did not rush out of the temple.
如果是你跟我的话，我们看，我看了，我们头都不回，一就走吧。既然你们都不要我，我还留在这里干什么？
See, unlike the we human beings, when we are rejected, we will leave immediately and never thought of coming back.
为什么神要与我们同在？他得到什么好处？
What does God gain to be with us?
我们是如此的忘恩负义。
We are unthankful.
神将我们救赎，就好像将以色列救赎出来，用他的大能将他们从埃及为奴之地领了出来。
God redeemed the people of Israel from the land of Egypt. He redeemed us from our sin.
给他们这么大的恩典，让他们建立了一个国家。
And God gave them much grace. They built up a nation.
啊，让他们得到好处了。
They have all the good things.
丰盛的恩典呢，福气啦，有福之地啦。
Their land is a land of blessings.
就忘记神了。
And they forget.God
就离开神了，背叛神。
They rebel against God. They left Him.
神不断的向他们劝勉，差遣他的先知，但是他们就是讥笑、藐视。
God sent His prophets to warn them, but they mock and scorn at them.
如果是你， If, 我相信我们头都不回。
What would you do? I'm quite sure you will not.Come back.
我相信你不只是不回头，你还会吐口水。
I believe that not only you will not return, but you will spit at the place.
因为太过分了。
What the people had done is just too much.
我们会不会这样？
Are we like that?
我们是不是像以色列那样，我们把神的恩典忘记了？
We forget the grace of God.
我们享受了一切的恩典。
We have enjoyed all the goodness.
我们吃得肥肥啊。
And we have been made fat.
都流出油来了。
And we have much to spare.
但是呢，弟兄姐妹，让这样的句话来警戒我们。
Let these words.Reminds us.
所以你如果从第九章开始读到第十一章以西结书的话，
From chapter 9 to chapter 11 of the book of Ezekiel,
你看神他是慢慢的离开，不是匆匆忙忙的就不要了。
We see that God left His people step by step.
首先他起来到这个门槛，圣殿的门槛。
So he first departed from the door of the temple.
从第九章第三节，他从基路伯，基路伯就是那个这个、这个内殿啊、内殿里面的那个四圣所，他从那边，他的荣耀从那边升上来，来到门槛。
The glory of God left the cherubim, which is the most holy place, to the seal of the temple.
他多么希望当中有人说：“神啊，请你不要离开我们。”
He wished that someone would have prayed, "God, depart not from us."
但是没有人。
But none.
所以神就在继续走。
And God,
走到圣殿的东门口。
And God moved on right to the east gate of the temple.
百姓有没有在乎？
Did the people of God, the people, take notice or show any concern?
他们没有。
They did not.
他们说啊，没有神更好，我们更自由。
They thought that they are liberated.
啊，我们要干啥就干啥啊！中国人啊，中国老乡们，干啥就干啥。
It means we do what we want to do.
吃啥就吃啥。
We will do this.
吃啥就吃啥。没有人管。
And we keep doing.
啊，很多人都很高兴啊，弟兄姐妹，你高兴吗？神如果不，你不要神管我，哎，神你让我吧。
Do you take delight in the fact that God is no more in control?
我要过我的生活。
I want to live my life.
我要几时回家就几时回家，我要去哪里就去哪里，我要在哪里玩就在哪里玩。
I choose to the time to go back home. I choose the entertainment I want.
神往后看，没有人祈求， God, 没有人祷告。
God look back.None pray.
没有人，我用英文一句话比较，不是 pray, intercede. There's no intercessor. 没有人为着圣殿，为着百姓祷告。每个人，长老在哪里？领袖在哪里？
Where are the elders? Where are the leaders?
没有人祷告。
No one interceded.
在我们当中，有谁愿意在为教会祷告？为我们的教会祷告
？Is there any intercessor in the church?
神找不到。
God found none.
所以他又在走，从再到这个耶路撒冷城中，到城东的山上，是十一节啊，十一章那里你可以看到。
Ezekiel chapter 21, we are told that God moved on to.The city of Jerusalem until the east side of the city.
最后了，一个机会，百姓醒得过来吗？没有。
The last opportunity for the people to realize the wrong they had done.
神看见百姓仍在敬拜偶像。
They continue to worship idols.
敬拜他们的金钱。
And their wealth.
敬拜他们的所爱的东西，偶像。
And worship those things they loved.
这个罪孽是极其重大，淫乱，不道德的事情，抢夺、欺诈所发生。
You see that the land was filled with all kinds of evil, adultery, and evil doings.
神就离开了这个地方。
And God left the place.
弟兄姐妹，你认为当神离开这地方，这个城市就自由啦、快乐啦、继续享受啊？
God left the place. It's a city liberated.
其实我告诉你，当神一离开，谁会进来？
I want to remind you, when God leaves, someone else will come in.
我希望弟兄姐妹，你想得清楚之后再这样的一个决定吧。
Think carefully before you make a decision.
当扫罗王圣灵离开他的时候，什么进来
？When the Holy Spirit departed from King Saul,
邪灵魔鬼进来。
We are told that an evil spirit filled him.
所以我们看到，上帝一离开他的圣殿，离开了他的圣名，魔鬼就进来掳掠他们。
When God left His people, the evil one came to take them, take the people captives.
他们因此就被俘虏了。
They were taken captives.
所以弟兄姐妹，为什么以色列人，神的百姓会被俘虏到巴比伦那里受极大的痛苦呢？不是因为神没有保守，乃是他们拒绝神。
Why did the people go into Babylon as captives and suffered there?
神一直想要与他们恢复。
God had always wanted to have a restored fellowship or relationship with the people.
感谢神，在被掳之地，神纪念他以这个他百姓的这个列祖所立的约。
In the land of captivity, God remembered His covenant with His people.
他看到他的百姓痛苦，他愿意与他们恢复关系。
He saw the suffering of the people and was willing to restore His relationship with His people.
有时候神就是要让我们去经过一些东西，经受一些管教。
Sometimes God allows us to go through trials.
然后他来跟你，他再来向你说话。
And then He speaks to us.
你有没有发觉到你的生活是不是很糟糕呢？
Do you realize that your life is messed up?
你是不是在看到神在管教你吗？
Did you see the disciplining hand of God?
这个时候赶快回来，神这时候愿意再与你恢复这个关系，重新开始。
Come back to God quickly and let your relationship to God be restored.
神的怒气不过是转眼之间，他的恩典乃是一生之久。一宿虽然有哭泣，早晨便必欢呼。
His anger endures but a moment. In His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night.But joy cometh in the morning.
所以上帝这时候吩咐先知要在正月初一日用无残疾的公牛数将这个圣所来洁净。
So he instructed the prophet that on the first day of the first month to cleanse the temple with the blood of an unblemished young bullock.
那从中除掉一切可憎可厌的东西。
And to remove all abominable things.
为什么神要他们这么做？
Why did God want them to do this?
因为他要回到他们当中。
Because God wants to go back to be amongst His people.
主要我们如果做，如愿意这么做，神就愿意回来。
If we are willing to do what we are supposed to do, God is willing to come back.
所以在过的在新在过年呢。第一件最重要的事要做什么呢？就是要做洁净的事情。
The most important thing we must do on New Year's Day is to have ourselves being cleansed.
我觉得这个我们新年农历新年很类似这个以色列人犹太人过年的这种一种情况。
I feel that the Chinese Lunar New Year is much the same as how the Jews celebrated the New Year.
我们在过年初一的时候有什么？前一天是什么？
The day before the New Year
叫除夕，对不对
？We call it the Eve of New Year.
除夕就是除掉一些东西，旧的东西，不好的东西，丢掉，迎接新的一年，新的开始。更重要是迎接神到我家来。不是财神哦。
Now the Chinese word Eve of New Year, 除夕 has the word 除 which means to clear all unwanted things, and then most importantly, to get rid of our sins, and to invite God into our life, not the God of fortune.
外面我们也听到很多新年歌，财神到啊，财神到我家里来哈、啊，迎财神呢，借财神哈、
啊。Now you may, you probably would have heard the Chinese New Year song, welcoming the God of Fortune into your house.
我们基督徒说啊，不好唱，不好唱。
For Christian, we say we should not sing this kind of song.
但是我们的心里在唱，来呀来呀。
Unfortunately, our hearts are singing.
是吗
？Is that right?
我多么希望今年能够发财哦，多赚一点哈，多有富裕一点，多富裕一点。
We wish that we will have more money and we become more prosperous this year.
千万不要财迷心窍哈。
Do not let money.
我告诉你，真正财富是从神而来的。
Don't let money control us. True wealth comes from God.
耶稣比世界更宝贵。
The Lord Jesus is more precious than the world.
求主帮助我们，我们的心今天有什么东西必须要去除掉
？What must we get rid of in our hearts?
我们要除掉里头的一切的罪孽和不义，求主的宝血来洗净我们，让我们成为圣洁。就刚才我们读的那段经文，要以圣洁为装饰来敬拜神呐、
啊。We must rid of all sin in our lives. We must be cleansed by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and be sanctified.
正如大卫，他说：“求你用牛七草洁净我，我就甘心；求你洗礼我，我就比血更白。”
Like David who prayed, "Cleanse me with hyssop and wash me." That I'll be whiter than snow.
让我们像大卫这么求神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。
Praying like David again, God, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me.
求你使我能得救恩之日，使我热意的灵扶持我。
Restore unto me the joy of my salvation and the joy of your spirit.Upholding me.
求主再一次回到我们中间了。
Pray that God will be back in our midst.
将他的新恩惠赐给我们。
Grant us His new grace and mercy.
除了这个洁净这个圣所
，Besides cleansing the sanctuary,
祭司还这个还要取些赎罪祭的这个血啊，抹在殿的门柱上和。台灯台的四角上
，We are told in the Bible that blood must be applied on the pillars of the door and the four horns of the ark.
所以我们来看一下这个洁净这个殿的柱子门柱上。
So we see the cleansing of the pillars of the door.
这个门柱其实是有两根柱子的。
The door has two pillars.
在列王记上七章二十一节。
Recorded in First Kings chapter 7 and verse 21.
当时所罗门建造圣殿的上帝要他立这两根柱子，在这个圣殿的廊前头。
God instructed Solomon to construct these two pillars.
这两个柱子有名字的，一个叫雅辛，另外一个叫布阿斯。
These two pillars were named, and they are Jachin and Boaz.
雅辛的意思就是建设。
Jachin means to construct.
布阿斯的意思就是有能力的看守。
And Boaz means the power to take care.
所以。如果你读诗篇一百二十七篇
，If you read in Psalms 127，
诗篇一百二十七篇乃是所罗门写的上行诗
，Written by Solomon on for pilgrim travels，
就是当这些百姓要往圣殿去的时候，他们会在念这首诗，在唱这首诗
，While the people of Israel travel to the temple, they will sing this hymn.
我相信大家对这两节都非常熟，诗篇一百二十七篇，就是若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。你们清晨早起，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭本是枉然，唯有耶和华所亲爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。
You know these two verses in Psalm 127. It says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that built it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep.
这个是告诉我们就是要专心的来仰望主。啊，只有神，因为什么？只有神才能够建造，只有神才能够保守我们所建造的。
It tells us that we must be wholehearted in trusting in the Lord.
今年如果我们要好的一年，要神保守我们的一年，那谁能够做到？谁能够建设我们的生命？只有神。也只有神建设之后，继续能够保守。
Who can build up our life? Who can bless us in this new year? Only God Himself can do it.
所以弟兄姐妹，我希望在这新的一年，让我们能够记得，就好像神要先知接近这里的门柱，就是说提醒门这个百姓，只有他才能够建设，也只有他不但能够建设，也能够保守所建设的。
By the two names of the pillars, we must know that it is God who can build up, and it is God who can guard over.
上帝要他的选民来依靠他，相信他的应许。
He wants his people to believe in his promise and trust in him.
今年我们要如果要有一个好的一年，有一个福气的一年，我们一定要来相信、依靠神、顺服他。
We must believe and obey him.
千万不要用自己的聪明和才智。
Do not trust in our own intelligence.
千万不要离开神。
Do not leave him.
让我们再次用基督的血抹我们心殿的门柱。
May the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanse the pillars of our hearts.
相信神会要建立他的圣殿。
Because God wants
他的教会。
God wants to build his temple. He wants to build up his church.
主的宝血有能力，有权柄，除掉我们一切的罪。对，我们曾经犯罪，但是上帝的宝血有能力。
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has power to remove all our sins.
让我们在这新的一年不再受罪的捆绑，让我们能够靠着耶稣来得胜撒旦，胜过罪恶，过得胜的生活，那才最重要的。
Let us not be oppressed by sin, but be set free from it.
除了这殿的门柱上，还有坛的灯台的四角上。
And now we see the horns of the altars.
这个坛的四角呢，很有意思的。我们可以看到，首先呢是赎罪祭的这个治理呢，乃是也跟这个。角呢有关系，这个坛角有关系。
We see that there is significance, in the horns of the altar, and it has to do with the atonement.
在这里，我们可以看到上帝愿意饶恕他百姓的罪，他不愿意纪念选民的罪。
God is not, God will not remember the sin of His people.
他愿意他的百姓做一个新造的人，圣洁的人。
He is willing that we be a new man in Christ.
如果你在利未记读这段经文，你可以看到这个是赎罪的地方，神在那里代表来赦免我们的罪，赎掉我们的罪。
If we read in the book of Leviticus, we will see that the four horns of the altar.Is used for the act of atonement.
另外一个用处呢，这个坛角呢，就是用来奉献的地方。
And the four horns were also used for offering.
他们会把这个动物呢，要献祭的动物呢，牲畜呢，牵到这个 坛那边呢，他会绑在这个其中的一个角。
You will see that the animal sacrifice is brought into the temple and tied to one of the horn.
诗篇118:27就是这么的形容。
Psalms 118:1-27 describe it.
耶和华是上帝，他光照了我们，理当用绳索把祭书拴住，牵到坛角那里。
Psalms 118:27 says, God is the Lord which had showed us light, bind the sacrifice with cords even unto the horns of the altar.
这个时候也就是今年的开始，也是将那时候是奉献的开始。
A new year is also a new sacrifice.
弟兄姐妹，我们应当向神感恩。
We must be thankful to God.
感谢神带领我们过了一年，感谢神的保守。
Thank God for leading us through the year past and His preservation.
感恩呢，不只是挂在嘴巴上而已。
Now thanksgiving must not be on the lips only.
你是否诚心呢，来感恩呢
？Is it truly from our hearts?
好话大家都会讲。
Good words we all know how to speak.
但是我们怎么做
？What should we do?
我们如何来回应神的爱
？We must have response to God.
当我们真正经历领受到上帝的恩典，我们一定会将礼物带来献上的。
When we are truly thankful to God's grace in our life, we will sacrifice to God.
所以保罗在罗马书12:1，我相信大家很熟悉那一节。
I'm sure you know what Paul says in Romans chapter 12:1，
就是将自己献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
That we present our body as a living sacrifice,
这种的
holy and acceptable unto God.
这种侍奉是乃是理所当然的。
This is your reasonable service.
最后我们来看，他还有一样东西要洁净。
The last thing to be cleansed,
就是内院的门框上。
The inner courts, the door frame.
这个内院门的门框就是里头的，不是外院的，是里面的。这个我可以说代表我们的内心的这个门框。
We are talking about the inner courts, and it represents our inner being.
刚才我已经提到，在以西结书，我们看到上帝已经离开了他的圣殿，他的荣耀离开了。
Early on in Ezekiel, we see God's glory departed from Israel.
你说这个是在旧约的事，新约没有。
You may say, you know, this incident happened in the Old Testament.
新约
record in the New.
新约上帝不会离开我。
In the New Testament, in the New Covenant, God will not leave us.
其实很多时候不是神离开我们，是我们把他赶出去的。
See, very often it is not God who has departed from us, but we have trusted Him out.
在旧约，我们看到上帝是很不愿意离开的。
We see that God is unwilling to leave His people.
是，但是百姓一直拒绝，所以他没办法，他必须要离开。
And it is because the people rejected Him.
我在新约有没有呢
？What about in the New Testament?
我想到有一个教会，老底家教会。
I see this in the Church of Laodicea.
有没有
？Did you remember?
3:20启示录。
In chapter 3:20,
那里耶稣说：“看哪、啊，我站在哪里？门外叩门。若有听见我声音就开门，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in.”to him, and sup with him, and he with me.
这个门是代表什么？如果你去读的话，我相信你会同意这个是指到我们的心啊。
I'm sure you know that the door represents our heart.
那么这句话是对谁说的？是对非基督徒讲的吗
？To whom are these words spoken to?
不是对非基督徒讲的。
And they are not spoken to unbelievers.
乃是对教会讲的，对基督徒讲的，那才是可悲的。
But to the church, to the Christian.
今天我请问，我们每个人都要回答，包括我。耶稣在哪里？我们的主在哪里？他是在我们心里，还是在我们心门外呢？
I have a question to ask. This is a question that you and I must answer. Where is the Lord Jesus Christ? Is he in our heart or outside of it?
在启示录三章二十节讲得很清楚，主不在教会里，而是在教会的门外。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 20 is clear that God is on the outside of the church.
许多时候我们的心向罪开。
Oftentimes we open our hearts to sin.
为世界，为不义而开。
We open it to the world and to all evil things.
向主呢，其实你不要进来，你一进来我好像没自由了，不要来。
We shut our door to God. We don't want to come in.
你来
want him to come in.
啊，你来，只有当我叫你来帮我，你就来哈。我要什么你就来哈。来了我得了你就走了哈。
Are we only want him to come when we need him, and then when our problems are solved, we wish that he depart from us.
你可以看到当时这个老底教教会，它并不是一个贫，不是一个贫穷的教会。
The Church of Laodicea is not poor.
那个教会可以代表我们今天的教会。
It represents our churches today.
耶稣说：“我知道你们一样不缺。
”The Lord Jesus knows that they lack nothing.
在物质上
，in material things，
非常的丰富，发了财。还有那个三个字有在那边，发了财哈。
They prosper.
哇，发了财，多么好听。
They prosper in material things.
应有尽有，生活在稳妥，享受非凡。
They have everything.
但是，虽然表面不错，里面呢，内心呢，圣经怎么说？耶稣怎么看？他说你是疲惫不堪，痛苦，很多的压力啊，你是赤身露体。你是瞎眼，你是贫穷的，这是圣经的形容。
God sees their heart. I know that they are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
对不对？疲惫，你疲惫吗？我们现在见到很多人，虽然很多享受，但是每当回到家，哇，疲惫不堪。
Do you feel the fatigue in life?
为什么过得这么辛苦
？Why so much pain in life？
疲惫不堪，睡不好，那这个火气就大了。
You are tired, you lack sleep, and you are short-tempered.
有没有火气？在家里有没有火气？有没有喷火？常常要喝凉水啊。
And so you find yourself heated up.
属灵这方面更糟糕。
Then we see it is worse in our spiritual life.
很冷漠。
We are cold.
我不在乎。
You are not concerned.
读经不读经，祷告不祷告，谁看得到？谁管我？我不在乎。
Whether you have prayer and devotion in your life, you are not concerned because.You think that no one sees.
整天，恕我用这个词啊，活的就是行尸走肉。
Our life, we live our life like a zombie.
我们不守身啊。
We cannot take control of our own lives.
不是，我们不守身啊，就是好像活在另外一个世界，讲话好像语言轮次。
I thought the translation. You are as if living in another realm.
魂不守舍，祷告没办法专心祷告，读经没办法专心读经，都在想别的东西。
You can't concentrate in your spiritual life. You are thinking of something else.
稍微一点事情就很紧张, 就有压力,
you get anxious. You are pressurized.
这个是到什么? 这个一表的死亡已经笼罩在我们当中了。
It represents death or deadness.
弟兄姐妹, 我们都知道, 主不在教会里面, 如果主离开我们, 是一件很可怕的事。
If God departs from us, this is something tragic.
就好像我们可以在以西结书所看到,
just as we have read in the book of Ezekiel.
主离开了我们, 我们哪有生命?
If God departs from us, where then is life?
离了主, 知止, 或者我们怎么能够活呢?
If we are not abiding in the tree, how can we live?
是一插花的, 抱歉, 我先借一枝花来做个比喻。
I borrow this stock of flowers to illustrate.
有的花很香啊。
There's fragrance in the flower.
这个开奶心哦。
This is carnation.
绿油油的。 很漂亮, 漂亮吗? 漂亮,
it's a beautiful stock of flower.
很艳丽艳美。
The color is bright.
但是是不是它因着它看起来很艳丽又很香美还是活着呢?
Do you think that because it is bright in color, it smells good, fragrant, it is alive?
这枝花是否还活着?
Is this flower alive, living?
谁说活着的请举手。
If you think that this flower is alive, please raise your hand.
有没有举手的? 好像没有人举手, 你们都非常的聪明。 这枝花已经有没有生命? 没有了。 为什么? 剪了, 已经脱离了它的主干了。
The flower has no more life because it is cut off from the main tree.
今天很多基督徒就像这枝花一样, 这朵花一样。
Many Christians' life is like this stock.
我们可以说它长得漂亮, 现在还是很漂亮, 说没事。
Now it looks bright and much fragrance. We think that this stock of flower is okay.
好像我们看自己, 今天我穿得不错, 我还来教会, 我做了一些东西, 我还有香味, 喷了一些香水,
So as we have this self-conceitedness and think that we are well-dressed, we smell good.
属灵的事啊, 的确是很难去辩论的,
Now it is hard to describe spiritual deadness.
对不起,我用英文一句话来讲啊, spiritual death sometimes is very deceiving from the outward. 你从表面看似乎好像没事,你也来教会啊, 读, 甚至有时候也还会读圣经啊, 但是你是否已经离开了神呢? 你跟这个真葡萄树就是主耶稣是不是已经脱离了?
Are you still abiding in the vine? Or have you been cut off from the vine tree?
最怕就是我们都连自己都不知道。
The worst of all scenario is that we don't even realize.
求主圣灵光照我们属灵的景观。
May the Spirit of God speak to us.
我把这枝花收着, 我给它水吧。 我现在把它插在水里，它能够保留多久？ 你们姐妹应该比我清楚, 我比较不懂的这种。 能够保留多久? 5天可以吗? 一个礼拜? 两个礼拜? 三个礼拜? 如果3个礼拜后我来看, 这枝花是什么样的花, 怎么样颜色? 会不会烂掉？会不会臭？已经臭了。其实死亡已经在里面。所以弟兄姐妹，这个给我们一个很好的一个预表，让我们自己来检查一下，是否是已经离开的主，死亡在我们里面。
You can't keep this stock of love for very long. It will rot. It smells pretty soon.
感谢主。
See, when there is no more spiritual life in us, we will be like this stock of flower.
感谢主啊，他愿意回到我们的教会。
Thank God that He's willing to be back in our church.
所以在启示录，他敲门说：“让我进到你面来。”
That's why He says in Revelation, "I stand at the door and knock."
大家听到他在叩门吗
？Can you hear the knocking of the door?
请你赶快打开心来接受他。
I hope you will open your heart to receive Him.
求主洁净我们的心，分别为圣。
Sanctify us, set us apart, and cleanse us.
再一次来充满我们。
And fill us.
不要像那个在所罗门写的那个雅歌那里哦。
In a book of the Song of Solomon, it describes
那个良人来到这个心腹的门前叩门。
The bridegroom comes to the house of the bride.
那个心腹说：“哎呀，我已经躺下了，我已经，要睡觉了，我都做好了，我现在舒舒服服，我不要进来，开开门。”
I am about to go to bed. I will not come to open the door.
这五章二到五节你可以去读哈。
Please read Song of Solomon chapter 5 verses 2 to 5.
良人就转身走了。
And the Bible tells us that the bridegroom turned from the door and left.
然后他过后要去找，找不到了。
The bride went in search for the bridegroom later on, but could not find him.
今天是寻找的时候。
This is the time, the right time to seek God.
让我们愿意来聆听主的话语。
May we be willing to hear His voice.
神愿意他的百姓悔改。
He is willing that we repent.
神愿意旧的一页翻过去。
God is willing to give us a new leaf.
用主的宝血洗净我们一切的罪孽，使我们能够成为新造的人。
Wash away our sin and make us new.
能够蒙神新的恩惠。
Then can we have His grace and mercy.
使我们有美好的开端，一直到年终。
Give us a good beginning, right up to the end.
能活在神的祝福以及神的恩典之下。
Living in His blessings and protection.
所以最后祝大家新年快乐。
Lastly, I want to greet all a blessed new year.
主恩满溢。
May God fill us with His goodness.
在新的一年，爱主更深。
In this new year, we love Him more.
有新的目标，新的生活，新的喜乐，新的盼望。
We have a new goal, new life, joy, and hope.
愿神祝福他的话语。
May God bless us with His word.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.